Baby, y'all keep talking about this $5 box at Popeyes, baby. But y'all be the main ones complaining about y'all weight. Y'all be the main ones talking about how, oh, I don't want to be fat all my life and I'm insecure about my weight. But y'all go run and get this $5 box. Baby, Popeyes want y'all to be fat. All that fucking starch, all that grease, baby, all that fucking lard. Yeah, can I get the $5 box?
Chicken attendant.
The chicken. I want the dark meat.
Right there, Mile.
Mile.
No. We gotta lay cool.
He tired of being cool, man. Every time you get in an argument with the Lord, you say be cool. The same thing, be cool. We be too cool, we gonna lose.
We gonna lose. Who number one? Forget that. Forget that. Who number one? Forget that. Forget that. Who number one?
Yo, it's your boy, the Black David Hasselhoff, a.k.a. Two Watches at a Time, so you know what time it is, a.k.a. the Foodinati, a.k.a. if it's free, it's for me, a.k.a. the Alpaca Whisperer, a.k.a. the Sprinter Through the Winter, a.k.a. that's all, folks.
What's going on, man? It's your boy Stone, Crip Up or Grip Up, a.k.a. Stone El Terrible, a.k.a. your girl topped me off. Y'all start kissing right after I dropped her off, a.k.a. set it off because I leave these four bitches smoking in your roof. Let's get it.
Ooh! Wait a minute. Smoke? All right, you going to leave the... They were smoking in the car or what?
They were smoking on top of the house, so I'm going to put four on top of your head, son. Pow, pow.
I thought you was referring to the scene where, when the car was rolling slowly, and old girl was slumped.
Oh, when Cleo was in there.
Yeah, you know I never seen that movie.
You've never seen Set It Off? Wow.
How many times you seen it?
Probably twice.
I ain't seen a lot of them hood movies people be liking. Like I just seen Juice. I watched it because everybody was talking about it. That one episode, I forgot which episode, but y'all was saying something from it, so I went and watched it.
Did you like it? Tell the truth, not. You ain't got like it because it's a hood movie.
I'm trying to think of everything that happened. No, because it was like nothing really. It was just like everybody scared of one of the homeboys and y'all running away from him.
Watching it back then, that was a great movie, right? Watching it now, I'm like, man, this is not very good. It makes no sense. Why is y'all scared? I'm going to keep the gun. Why he get to hold the gun? Because I already got it. No. It doesn't work like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just don't make sense, man. And a lot of the movies like that, like you like Set It Off. If you watch it now, man, it's not really a good movie.
How big of a rapper was Tupac back then?
Not that big.
So this was like hump during the Humpty era?
Yeah, I think like a little bit after the Humpty era.
So I don't understand. I'm saying this right now. If Tupac didn't get as big as he got, that movie would be crap.
Yeah.
Because nobody in that movie was really prevalent. Like the only, like if you didn't listen to hip hop or seen the video, matter of fact, if you didn't see the video of Digital Underground, only person you would really know in there is Samuels, right? From Lean On Me?
From Lean On Me, yeah. Because what had Omar Epps hadn't done nothing at that time.
Nope.
He wasn't that big a star. Khalil Kane, I think that was probably his first movie.
Dang, how do you know that name, though?
I used to watch the movie a lot.
Dang, Khalil Kane. Out of nowhere.
Leave me alone.
Yeah, man, it was like that movie was so easy to make. Just have a lot of people running from one person got to act crazy, and everybody else run from them.
And yo, like, there's a lot of stuff that we don't trip on now. That like, hey, man, this ain't right. You know what I'm saying? Like the fact that this 35-year-old woman was dating a nigga in high school.
Oh yeah. Yo. Yeah, that had me bugging too. Cause I'm like, yo, the grown man came over, looked at him with the side eye. I'm like, he should be looking at him with that side
for
eye.
For real, like, yo, somebody need to call the cops, man.
Yo, somebody, yo, I'd have been like, hey, did you finish your homework, son?
For, like, hey, yo, do your mama know you over here?
Yeah, when's your curfew, boy?
You mad at me? You need to be mad at her for the statutory rape.
Wait, she wasn't a teacher, was she?
No, nah, she's like a nurse or something.
Yo, how did he meet her?
Oh, no.
She just came. That's another thing. Like, you just messed with this grown ass woman out of nowhere.
Was she the school nurse at one time? Like, or you something? Just, well, you just...
Yo, I'm mad now.
For real? Oh.
Yo, it, like, all right, there was no reason for that even to be in the movie at all.
None at all.
That was like, yo, we gotta fill some time up. Oh. Oh, man. Yo, this episode 145?
Yeah.
Yo, episode 145, the mascot is the alpaca. I'm still out here searching for alpaca to swashbuckle with. We back. There's so much stuff going on. Like, stuff is just popping off, like, left and right. But before we get into anything, I want to ask you, have you ever ate at a Mediterranean restaurant?
Yeah.
All right. Now, I was kind of mad at first because they have you order the food. It's already kind of expensive. Like, the plate I ordered, the cheapest thing I could find was, like, $15.99.
Oh, my God.
That I knew what it was, let's put it that way. Because I don't know what all this. I don't know if I had lamb before. I think I have, but I ain't want to, jump out there and just ask for lamb.
Yeah.
So I'm looking for anything. The only thing I seen I knew that didn't have a weird name was chicken. So I got the shawarma platter.
Okay.
And with rice. Then I was mad because why you got to sprinkle the peanuts on my rice? I don't even eat peanuts. Do they do that at all, Mediterranean places? Put peanuts on the rice?
I think so.
Man, what the hell is that for?
I don't know.
Luckily, they cut them up and put them on the top. I guess some kind of garnish, whatever. So I was able to scrape all them off without any complications. And then, boy, even before that, let's go back. Yo, they gave me like 17 platters before my food came out.
Yeah, that is what they do.
If I would have knew that, I was about to say, hell, I'm good, dog. Like, I'm full. I don't even need the shawarma no more. Because I was full. Yo, I was finna take a picture and post it when my plate dropped. I was already full. Like, that bread, whatever kind of bread they give you.
Oh, that, like, it that was pita, like, bread and shit?
Yo, it was like the pita bread with the, it looked like a spaceship. Like, it was, like, oval.
Yeah,
and they give you, like, that little, it looked like butter, but it ain't really butter. Some kind of salt, them sauces.
Oh, like, it's like that, like yogurt type sauce, like that Greek.
Yeah,
like
that, yeah, yeah.
Greek
that,
yogurt and shit.
Yeah, that Greek yogurt, and then the look like tomatoes pasty, tomato paste or something. Yo, I didn't know how to eat it. Like, how was you supposed to eat it?
I have no idea.
How do you do it when you get it?
I dip it in there.
So you just like rip piece off and dip it in there?
Yeah.
See, I'm like, let me just try all the different kind of ways. Maybe when they stop looking at me crazy, I'll understand it. So, first I just picked up the whole bread roll and just, like, rubbed it in there. And then, I went from that to, I was a little classy, ripped little strips off. Then after that, I just took my fork and cut a hole in it and opened it up. And I just dumped, like, the stuff inside it. Then when my plate came, so I made like a chalupa.
That's actually a gyro, ain't it?
Yeah, like gyro, yeah. Is it gyro or gyro?
Depends on who you talk to.
Oh. Yeah, so, yeah, that's crazy. Like, next time I go in there, I might just, all right, if I order just like a side salad, do you think I get all the?
No.
Oh. No. Dang. There gotta be some kind of trick or way around it.
Yo, the one we went to, it was when the first time I went to Germany. and it's an actual Greek restaurant. Mm. And we was in there for 4 hours.
Dang.
Just the food, man, the food was amazing. It all tastes the same though. Like they use the same seasoning for everything.
Heck nah.
But it was, I think we got lamb, chicken, and some other stuff. Like, yo, they brought us a mountain of meat for just me and my wife. And this was the two-person meal, you know what I'm saying? And it was just a lot of it, man. It was good. It was really good. But it just tastes the same.
Oh, okay. Last thing I heard you say was you got lamb and chicken.
Yeah, okay. Lamb, chicken. And it was just a mountain of meat. It all tasted the same.
Yeah, that's what I had, like a mountain of meat on next to the rice. So, oh, the bread, yo, because he was like, yo, the bread, he just ran out, so we got some more cooking. I'm like, really? Like, I went in there early, like at 10:30 in the morning, so I was the first person in there, but you just ran out, maybe y'all ate it all, I don't know. But, yo, he came out with the freshy fresh. Ooh, hoo, hoo. I was going to say, hey, can I get a bag of that to go? But I was like, nah, I got to chill.
Hell no.
I'm trying to do right. I'm trying to do right. Yeah, so that Mediterranean, dog.
Yo, that should be good, man.
Yeah, matter of fact, next time I go in there, I'm going to try to get a workaround. Like, just get something small. And just feast off the everything extras. Else.
Yeah. all the extras and shit.
Because it's hard to, like, I'm trying to eat right, man. I don't know if you've seen my posts and everything.
Yeah.
Oh, and I'm going to put the picture of the bread I was dipping on Instagram. So y'all check that out. But I'm trying to eat right. So sometimes I get in a little jam. So I was starving. Like, the first time I got in a jam, I was at a gas station. They had a McDonald's. So let me go over here, see what they got. And I got the little wrap, the little grilled chicken wrap.
Yeah.
I got that. So I kind of escaped. I made it out. Went to another one. I was starving. Stopped by Hardee's. I got the little side salad. And that's when I got the little wraps at the gas station. And then, well, you know, the truck stop connected to the Hardee's, whatever. So I'm thinking I'm going to have me a wrap and a side salad. Dog. Yo, 2,250 grams of sodium and one wrap. It's two wraps in there. Damn. This is per wrap. 800 calories per wrap. How do you pack 2,000? I would have probably died. I got high blood pressure.
Yeah, for real, yo. There's nothing good about that.
I couldn't believe it. I'm like, yo, y'all basically the only way y'all could get this thing to taste like anything was to throw all the salt you had in it.
For real, just bury this thing in salt, man.
Yeah, so.
Y'all made me a wrap out of fucking beef jerky.
Yeah, so forget that, yo. But other than that, I went to Buffalo Wild Wings. I'm combing this menu. Like, their salads is even horrible for you.
Damn.
Because they got everything in it. Like, oh, you get fried chicken in it and all kind of stuff. I'm like, nah. So I got the street tacos. And it's three itsy bitsy, like, little kitty tacos that your daughter would have been mad at. Like, yo, y'all need to throw some more food on the plate. So I got that and a side salad and some water. So, though, I guess I messed up today, though. But I had just got out the gym, and I was starving. So, I went over here to the Mediterranean joint. Like, man, I'll give me some chicken. But I didn't know it was coming with all the extras, and I couldn't just disrespect them.
I had to eat it. Yeah, we went to they finally got a Mexican restaurant out here. But besides Moe's and Chipotle with their E. coli and shit. So, you know what I'm saying? We sit down, like, every Mexican restaurant I go to, I get the tacos carne asada. I love that shit. That is my favorite Mexican thing to eat. So, I'm being greedy. They had tacos de Diablo. Now, I'm not thinking Diablo mean hot as hell. Hot. So it said the carne asada and a Mexican sausage. I was like, yo, I could double up on it. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yo, that's gravy, right? So they brought it to the table, man. And I can smell how hot it is.
Damn.
But I'm like, you know what, man? I ordered it. It looked good as hell. So I'm going to go ahead and eat it, man. So I'm throwing my P to G on there. Scooping up some beans and all that, man. I bit this shit, son. And immediately started sweating.
Dang.
Yo, it was dumb hot. Yo, like, after the first bite, I really couldn't taste it no more. It was that hot.
Dang.
But, you know, I powered through. I ate all three of them.
Wait, did you sit? Y'all was sitting down to eat?
Yeah.
Man, why'd you turn that in?
It was still good though.
Oh. You know,
it was hot. That first bite was delicious, right?
Yeah.
So the whole time I'm eating, I'm like, I know this is gonna come out badly. I am not good with spicy food at all.
Ooh.
Like, I'm pretty sure I got a touch of the IBS, you know? Dog, when I tell you, man, it was straight lava.
Dang!
It was so bad, man. I said, I'm never eating spicy food.
Yo, I hate when you order something, but you get it to go. And that's, like, all you got? Like, man, I can't even. Sometimes I try to power through it. I just can't, man. Like, the heat be in my head. Like, I can't. Yo, I can't do it, man.
Yo, that shit, I'll never do it again, man.
So, did you end yourself with baby wipes?
Oh, yeah. All day. All day.
Heck, nah. So, but you going back, though, you just going to get not the Diablo joint?
Yeah, nothing. I'm going to get my regular carne asada tacos, man. With that P to G.
That's another thing, man. Like, when you, I forgot where we went, but it was like, this in the military days, and it was like a whole group of us. We went to some restaurant, and it was just like one of the menus where the only thing you know what it is the burger and pizza.
Yeah.
So, everybody trying to be classy. Oh, you know. You know what I'm saying? We might as well step out and try something new.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm like, I'm too hungry to try something new. Let me get that pizza. Yeah. So I'm the only, it was about 14 of us. I gets the pizza. They all experimenting. Bro, when I tell you, nobody at the table liked their food. And that pizza was like top five of all time. I don't even know where this pizza was. Yo, I'm over there grubbing. Why are they side-eye, mean-mugging me? You know what I'm saying? I'm tapping my toes. I told y'all.
Shit, that ain't my fault.
Yeah. And the food took so long to come out, man. It was like, you gotta suck it up.
Damn, yo.
Yo, shout out to that pizza, though, man. Oh, and then they mad at me because I won't share it. I didn't have, like, a full pizza. I had, like, personal joint.
Personal pizza. Yeah. All right, you ain't getting none of this. You better eat some of that dumb shit you got over there.
Eat that floating in that soup water, whatever you got over there.
For real, man. Yo, like, that's one thing I don't play with, man. My food, dog. I rarely like to try new shit. Because I don't want it to be bad, and I'm going to be mad, yo. Just like, yo, you seen that new Burger King burger?
The black one?
Nah, they got a red one now.
Oh, come on, man.
The bun is infused with hot sauce.
Oh, no.
And they got some of the dumbest peppers on this shit, right? I'm like, yo, who wants to do that to themselves, man?
Didn't you try the black one, though, or wanted to? Or no, there's hot dogs.
Yeah, I did try the hot dog.
Were they good?
Yeah, actually, pretty much.
He said, I don't know why, but I want to try the Burger King hot dogs.
Yo, it was good. It was good, man.
Like, did you get one hot dog or like three minis?
No, I just got one.
Oh, okay. So it's a nice size?
Yeah, it's just a regular hot dog.
Oh.
Yeah, it's flame kissed on the grill and shit.
Flame kissed.
Yo, it was good, man. It really wasn't bad. It's better than their burgers, actually.
Dang. I like their burgers, though, man. I think you're slicing that.
No, yo, I like their burgers, but would you rather have a McDonald's burger or a Burger King burger?
It kind of like depends, because I like how the that flame broiled burger tastes with them new fries they got.
Yeah, the new fries is jamming on the one.
That's where I got that jamming on the one from. That was you, huh?
Yeah.
You see me post that?
Hell yeah.
I was like, I don't know who it was. I was like, is it Dominican Lou? The biggest slice is the one I'm at Burger King was them damn ribs, man. Did you ever try those?
Uh-uh.
Oh, man. That's still my highest watched YouTube video to date. And, yo, it went viral, dog.
Damn.
Yo, that is the worst. When I opened that, dog. Oh, my God. You got to watch the video. You should have seen what they did to me. I go up there thinking I'm about to get some ribs. It's like they took four thumbs, like a fat man's thumbs, four of them, and burned them and just tossed them in the box and gave them to me.
Oh, that's fucked up.
I was mad as hell. And it was expensive.
Yeah, nah. Yo, like, why would you get ribs from Burger King anyway?
Man, that's what everybody was telling me on my YouTube comments. But damn, come on.
Yeah, yo, so like, yo, you get something from somewhere that don't do that, you can't be mad at them for the shit being horrible, dog.
No, okay, it could be horrible, but the presentation doesn't have to be horrible with it.
That's true.
Yo, wait till you see that.
Yeah, nah, yeah, I'm gonna watch that shit today. Yo, but that's like Jack in the Box. When's the last time you been to a Jack in the Box?
Dang, that when I went to Vegas.
Okay, the last time I went was in Texas in like 2010, right?
Mm-hmm.
Jack in the Box do everything and don't do nothing good.
What saves Jack in the Box is After the Club, people.
Get that's it. Yo, After the Club, dog, there's no reason for me to want an egg roll. But Jack in the Box has them, and drunk in the morning, them shits is amazing for some reason, dog. And they have the worst dollar damn tacos.
Because even the drunk people say, man, I'm going to get some of them nasty dollar tacos.
Exactly. But they're open, dog. That's it.
God, heck no. Dang, that was like 2000, probably around 2000, whenever Mayweather fought Cotto. No, when Cotto fought Pacquiao, that's when I had Jack in the Box.
Oh, okay.
Because Jose's dad was like, what's that? What's Jack in the Box? And we was like, oh, that Jack in the Crack? You don't know about that Jack in the Crack? Hell, he was like, Jack in the Crack? It says Jack in the Box. I'm like, we call it Jack in the Crack.
Hell yeah.
So we had to stop it for him. I am recording live from Detroit.
Are you in the D?
Yeah, in the shadiest of shadiest hotels.
Oh, so there you go. Are you a little scared?
No.
Like not on no pussy shit, but damn, something can happen.
See, my philosophy on that, like, every city I go to, I wanna go to the worst part and see what it's about.
Okay.
So I feel like The only people who are targeted in bad areas are people who look like food. like of course anything can happen to anybody anywhere. Yeah. But when you look like food, I mean, that's when the lions is gonna hunt you.
That's true.
So a lot of them people, they be scary and looking skittish. Like, if you look like you belong somewhere, ain't nobody really trying to mess with you, because they want an easy kill.
Yeah.
So that's why I always feel comfortable everywhere. But, you ever been to a hotel so shady that you don't even get mad at stuff that's messed up? Like, the towels got hair on it, but you only pay $40, so you know it's supposed to have hair on it?
Man. That's kind of what I expected. Yeah,
like, you can't be running up to the office every 5 minutes complaining. Like, so come
y'all,
on, bro.
So y'all just gonna leave them blood stains in there? Okay.
You know what I'm saying? All right. Like when I went to Eaglewood and I was in the hood and I found the first hotel I could for like $30. Yeah, I know the bathroom was gonna be black in the toilet. I mean, in the bathtub. I mean, like, I expected it. I expected a turd in the toilet. You know,
you surprised with shit, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, yeah. All right.
I'm like, yo, I'm just trying to get out of this 20 degree weather. It's snowing, man. Why is it snowing?
Yeah, exactly. It snowed last night up here. And, yo, we just came from the store. Yo, it was what I like to call brick and ton outside, man. It was cold as shit. And, yo, the wind, oh, the hawk is out. I was like, yo. And still, yo, people outside in shorts and shit.
What?
Like, come on, B, you crazy. Yo, you gonna lose that leg for real. Stop that shit.
Yeah, they better be glad they can't get ashy, because legs be looking like Snow White.
Yo, I seen a car today, right? My man had two of the, they was dumb big, flags on the back of his truck.
Dog, them Confederates, I'm seeing them more now since the debacle.
Yo, an American flag and a Confederate flag, right?
Yeah.
With Massachusetts license plates. Really? Confederate flag, Massachusetts, really, dog? And you're in upstate New York. You're 30 minutes from Canada, bruh. Confederate flag? Come on, son. What are we doing, man?
Yeah, they doing the most, man.
That's just ridiculous, dog.
I'm gonna have to start popping at him. Oh, that's what I want to talk about. The Pisces Life podcast ending.
Oh, man, yeah.
Yeah, man, like, I feel what she is saying, though, man. Because, like, when you look up, like, first it was just a bunch of podcasters. Now it's even harder because now all the industry is hijacking podcasts.
Hell yeah, man.
Everybody got one.
Hell, yo, like, and this shit you used to be clowned, yo. And now they all doing it.
Yo, and it's like, they get instant followers. Like, they instantly, like, who just had their first show?
I know Nori just had one.
Yeah, Nori just had a first show, Drink Champs, and they already, yeah, like, number 12 on the list. Like, already 7,000 reviews. It's like, yo, this bug is getting outrageous.
Yo, that's that shit that we always talk about, man. You support somebody already famous, they're supporting somebody you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what it is, yo.
Yo, it's crazy, because, and then, yo, people, like, these past couple weeks, I've been running out of podcasts to listen to, because I can't listen to half of them because of the highway noise, and they don't turn the volume up. So I got to find somebody with better quality. A lot of, like, I went through, like, 15 podcasts in a row of quality just trash. Like, I don't understand it. Like, it's not even expensive to have good quality. Like, whatever the mic you recording on probably costs more than you can get a mic with quality. Like, I'll never understand that. And it's like, they better step up, because these professional podcasts, they in the studio.
You're straight up in the studio with four other people doing all the shit for them.
Yeah, they don't do nothing but talk and then hand it off, yes, to the mixer.
You got a motherfucker that went to school for that shit.
Doing live shows. Yo, Taxes did a live show, like, sold out.
Yeah, yo, like, what is that, son?
Yo, it's crazy, man. So, yeah. But Kai started her own podcast called, what was it called? Sometimes I Curse? Cuss?
Yeah, Sometimes I Cuss.
Sometimes I Cuss.
That intro is bananas, yo.
I don't remember the intro.
Yo, the whatever song she picked is dope. And just the way she's explaining the show,
uh-huh,
I was like, man, this is, like, as soon as I started listening to it, yo, I had to hit her. I'm like, yo, this is dope.
Yo, when she did that Cardi B laugh, I damn near wrecked. That's all loud, came out of nowhere. Ah!
Hell yeah.
Yeah, so y'all go check that out. It's on iTunes. I listen on iTunes. No, I listen on SoundCloud.
Yeah, SoundCloud.
It might be on iTunes too. I'm not sure. And also shout out to what's my man? Sometimes Rage Against the Twit.
Yeah, Rage Against Twit.
Yeah, man, he's still rocking.
Yeah.
Been here a minute. And let me see. 100. Oh, I got some Forget That Facts. That's going to blow your mind.
Okay.
All right. For every grain of, what you call that on the beach? Sand. For every grain of sand in the world, every grain, there is 100 billion, billion life-sustainable planets. Just like Earth.
What?
100 billion, billion.
For every grain of sand.
Every grain of sand. And that's lowballing it. Like, that's... Alright. Scientists, like people who do this every day, they said... Look at it this way. They said at least 50% of all the stars have planets with sustainable life. That could sustain life, whatever. They said 50%. That 100 billion, billion I'm giving you, that's just from 22%.
Damn.
Like, we just they just lowballed it and took it down low. So, duh, 100 billion billion?
That's crazy.
There's got to be people out here.
Yeah, man.
Like, it's something out here. And they were like, I was listening to this, podcast called, like, Mystery something. And they were just going through different scenarios, like if there was life, aliens or whatever, like why would they contact us, why they wouldn't. And then they said something that caught my attention, when he said, you never know, we could be in the ghetto of space.
Yeah,
like we're just so far out and there's nothing now. Like, let's say, you know, you go like on a dark road and it's just nothing, just dark. Like, yeah, that's where we are. And all the other planets, they have like this network and they communicate and they like high technology. And we're just out here with the dead planet. So they're like, man, we ain't going out there. Like, there's no reason for us to go way out there.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be crazy?
Wow, that's crazy.
That's crazy. And then they was thinking, or like, they're so far advanced that there's no reason. Like, there's nothing we can offer. Like, just leave them over there because something bad can happen. Just leave them alone.
Yeah.
Yo, that's nuts.
I just fucked up my life a little bit.
And then he said, they was talking about, or what if there's a superior species out there? Maybe they got some people here. Maybe they can shape shift, whatever, look like us. They're just getting intel. But they're like a dominant, they're dominant. And what they do is just go through taking, like, wrecking and havoc on everybody.
Yeah. Practicing just different scenarios on another life form and shit. You know what I'm saying? See how they react to the situation.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yo, that's nuts, right?
Hell yeah.
But when he said 100 billion, billion, dude, yo, come on.
I can't even picture how much that is in my mind right now. That's a lot.
Yo, imagine if, like, all of us are duplicated. Like, we're all on a different Earth and we're all in different situations. Like, let's say you still got the same family and everything, but let's say you go to that Earth where you a chump over there. So, you...
Yeah.
Go ahead.
What was that movie with Jet Li?
I don't think I ever seen a Jet Li movie.
Okay, I think it's called The One.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like you're spread out against different dimensions, right?
Mm-hmm.
And one of them figure out how to get to the other dimensions. And that if you kill yourself in that dimension, you get all the power that he had. So he was going through all the dimensions, killing himself and getting their power until he got like there can be. I'm going to be the last one. I'm going to be the only one.
I gotta watch that.
Oh no, it's a terrible movie. It's just a good concept.
Oh,
it's just a good concept, yo. But
then that made me think of a concept for a movie too.
Uh oh, don't hate on. Nah, we'll talk about that later. Boy, write that shit down.
take that into us as normal people. Like, we don't know kung fu and stuff, but there's like a space center where you pay so much money and they're like, yo, we can send you to that dimension, but you gotta sign this waiver. We don't know what they know, We don't know, like, who they are, and you got to go over there and find yourself. And if you kill yourself, kind of like that, you get power, or you inherit everything he has. Mm. But it's like a risk, because he could be rich, he could be poor, he could be the damn president. You never know.
Yeah. All right, man. Let's get into some foolishness.
All right, bet.
Yeah, what I want to start with, man. What's up with your boy, AB?
Listen, man. I wasn't going to do this over the internet, because at the end of the day, it's pointless. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got your number, you got my number. But I've been reaching out to you. I've been calling you. You ain't been answering the phone. So the only way I could get your attention or get you to hear or listen to my message is through the internet. So and then you say you say some shit about me winning my fourth world title. Well, I learned this shit from you, right? You told me this out your own mouth. You said we are inboxing to get the biggest reward for less punishment. That's what you told me. So for you to go talk about one of my accomplishments and downplay something that I did, that's fucked up. When ain't no TMT fighter got 4 world championships and 4 weight classes.
Dog, did you hear the trouble he got in with the bet?
Nuh-uh.
Like, he bet, I forgot what kind of game it was, what kind of bet it was, but it was a $12,000 bet, and he lost. And I don't know what the dude did, but they, like, jumped him and pistol whipped him or something.
What?
And took his money back.
Adrian so, Bonner.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Like, why these dudes still trying to be street? Like, you all over TV and you trying to be street?
Yeah, nah, bruh.
So before this fight, he was already in that legal trouble.
Yeah, they said he had some other shit going on, too. Something in Ohio, right?
What was that
Let
one?
Let me see. In Ohio. Where is it at?
Legal trouble. I'm trying to look up this pistol whip
two
joint.
Outstanding warrants for his arrest in the state of Ohio for aggravated robbery and felony assault.
Okay, yeah, that's the one with the bet.
Come on, son.
Why would you do that?
Yo, he dumb. For real, yo, he is dumb, man. So, the shit that happened with Mayweather was he called him out after the fight.
Yeah.
Because he was fighting the dude that's promoted by Mayweather, and he beat him. And he's like, yo, you got to come see me. He has to come see me. I'm a man. I don't stand for no disrespect. So what exactly did Mayweather do?
Oh, Mayweather, dang, what did he say?
Okay, hold on. Here it is. Okay, so first, Adrian Bronner called Mayweather Promotions Hate Weather Promotions. Okay, so Floyd said, hate Weather Promotions. So I'm still trying to find out what the AB stands for. Always Broke.
Oh,
We know he ain't never seen 8 figures or 9 figures. He has barely ever seen 7 figures. It could be safe to say that one of my cars cost more than he made his whole career.
Damn.
And so that's why he felt disrespected and told him he got to come see him.
That's not, but he started it. He said he called it Hate Weather Promotions.
Exactly. So this is how this works. You say something to me, I say something to you.
Yeah.
That's it. That's it now. Oh, now you want to fight? Come on. You disrespecting me. No, nigga, you disrespected me first. I just retaliated. That's it.
Okay, this is what happened with the bet. According to an incident report obtained by USA Today Sports, the alleged victim is Christopher Carson, a 33-year-old. He suffered minor injuries. Carson filed a civil lawsuit against Bronner and claims he was robbed of $12,000 after a series of high-stake bowling games. Carson says he had brought a bet 2 years earlier and that the bowling games were played with one teammate apiece. The lawsuit claims Bronner requested a side bet with Carson from $500 to $2,000 and that Carson won $8,000 from Bronner and then another $6,000 on credit. In total, Carson claims he won $14,000. Then when Bronner wanted to wager $6,000 on the final game, the request was declined, which upset Bronner. But that's from 2 years ago? You waited 2 years to bring this up? I think that's going to get dropped because he waited 2 years.
2 years, yeah.
But I never even watched Bronner fights no more because they boring. Like, he talk a lot. When he get in the ring, he don't back it up.
Yeah.
I didn't see. Did you see this fight?
Nah, I didn't.
I just seen the last round where he was bullying the dude. The dude was sorry. Like, he was in Mayweather's camp, but let's face it, the dude was sorry. So, I like Mayweather's response, though. Like, people was like, yeah, the way Mayweather responded, I think they're in on it together or something. I'm like, there's no other way for him to respond. What, you want to try to jump in the ring?
Yeah. For real, like what do you, and then here they go with it. Oh, Mayweather's scared.
I'm like, you know what did y'all want him to do?
You know what I'm saying? Like, what? Oh, he ain't gonna fight somebody that can really fight. Nigga, he beats everybody. Come on, man.
Come on, wait, hold me back. Hold me back. Looking like an idiot on TV.
You know what I'm saying? He just sitting there. He ain't say nothing. He's supposed to say nothing.
Yo, on, if God. Mayweather would have acted a fool, they'd have been like, see? He ain't classy. See? See,
yeah. He can't. He fucking came in, man. And yo, just like, niggas just, they just don't like Mayweather, right? So I'm talking to my wife about the situation with Bronner,
uh-huh.
Right? And I'm like, yo, Bronner wrong on this. Like, yo, saying he trying to escalate to something don't need to be. Nah, you can't say that. You can't say, I'm like, okay, you obviously don't like Mayweather. Because there's no way that Mayweather's wrong in this situation. But you trying to find a way that he's wrong because you don't like him. And that's what people do. They just don't like the dude, so no matter what, he's wrong in the situation.
Yeah. Like, I don't like Mayweather at all. But I'm, like I say, I take myself out of the situation. Like, people yeah. don't do that. That's why it's hard. That's why I just delete and block people, because they go off emotion. Like, people don't understand. Yeah. I'm not here for your emotion. Look at it from the outside looking in. If you can't do that, there's no reason for me to talk to you about nothing.
Exactly, yo. Exactly.
Like, that's crazy, man. Like, and what's so funny, man, Mayweather would destroy Bronner. Like,
so
I don't even want to see it. Like, it's going to be just like all the other fights. Hype, 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 hype. Get in the ring. Mayweather's going to 12-round pick this dude apart, and then they're going to be mad at that.
And Mayweather was talking facts. The shit he said that Bronner's mad about is facts, yo. You have not seen that much money.
It's so crazy.
Yo, he had the $4 million deal with Rock that he turned down. So what? How much money have you really seen, bro?
Yeah, that was so stupid, too.
And then he lost a couple fights. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, bro.
And then the dude who knocked him out, Mayweather beat twice. Everybody forgot about that, though.
Hell yeah.
Brother, I fooled up to what do you say? We could fight. You can meet me in the streets, or we could go in the ring.
You know, oh, we can spar.
Yo, like, Bronner trying to get that money, dog. Yeah. He knows if Mayweather come back and go in that ring, he at least getting $2 million.
Oh, yeah.
He probably already in debt. So, but I mean,
telling you,
if Mayweather wanted to do it, that's an easy 50, and it's a justifiable 50 because he got called out, so he can play that good. He can make another payday, an easy payday. And it's not like, oh, you just picked the easy fighter. Nope, this is called out, and y'all want to see it.
This fighter picked me.
Yep.
And y'all on his team for some dumbass.
Y'all want to see it. It's perfect setup. So I hope he do come back and destroy your boy. Oh, that's man, let me. I gotta get on this. Do you watch Underground?
No, I still ain't watched it yet.
All right, the show's pretty good, but after every show, they tell you to go to the website and make your own slavery escape song.
Wait, what?
Yeah, they say make your, well, they call it the freedom song. Make your freedom song at WGN USA Underground.
Okay, how does this work?
All right, I actually went and made my own freedom song, even though I was appalled. So, matter of fact, you know what? I'll just let you hear it in the mix there.
Ain't no going back. Not for any of us. Ain't no going back. Not for any of us.
I gotta do what I gotta do. 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 I gotta do what I gotta do.
Ain't no going back. Not for any of us. Ain't no going back. Not for any of us.
But, matter of fact, I got the Freedom song and I got the remix. Because, let's say I get captured, right? And then somehow I break loose. I mean, you gotta come with the remix. I can't have the same slave song I was captured with.
Run! run!
Ain't no going back. Not for any of us.
I gotta do what I gotta do.
Run!
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 I gotta do what I gotta do. 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 I gotta do what I gotta do.
Run!
I gotta do what I gotta do.
Run!
I gotta do what I gotta do.
Ain't no going back. Not for any of us.
So I had to remix it for backup. But and then the options, man, come on. I don't even want to give away the options. I want y'all to hear them in the mix. But why is there no outrage for this? Because they blatantly say it after the shows, and nobody's jumped on it yet. Let D-Ray or somebody say something, though.
For real, yo, like all right, so they give you the stuff to make the music and shit?
Yeah, they give you, like you go to the website, they got the whole little mixing board set up. The whole little drum pad.
That's not good.
Why am I making a slavery freedom song, man?
For real, yo. What are you doing? Who thought this was okay?
Like, there gotta be a black team in there. Like, man, that had to be Timbaland or somebody put that together. I just can't see him going up like, yeah, that's a good idea right here.
Whoever thought of that, get him one.
You know what I'm saying? It had to be somebody that you don't want to, like, jump at, like, hey, man. So it had to be, like, somebody they respected, like Quincy Jones or something. You know, these are the same sounds I used for Michael Jackson's first single.
Yo, why is a show about slavery doing something with music anyway?
Yo, whoever put the music in it is fire, though. Like the music they use.
Yeah, like the background music and shit. Like, yo, but are you trying to get somebody to take your spot or something? That don't make no sense.
Yeah, it's all bad. Well, you gotta check that show out, though.
Yeah, I'm gonna check it out.
And yo, homeboy need to quit taking the shirt off because he make me feel bad every time.
Which one?
The, like, main slave. The main slave.
The main slave, really?
What's, I even got his name. But, man, I need to get my abs quick, dog.
Yeah, man, I'm working on it. I gotta be ready for July.
Oh, yeah. It's going down.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's talk about your boy.
Now who we got?
Swaggy P.
Oh, man.
And damn, D'Angelo Russell.
Damn, Russell. All right, who is to blame the most? Aunt Della Reed's Poetry Corner in a Song. This poem is entitled Russell. Russell. You in trouble for snitching on Swaggy P. I'm kind of glad you did it, because his name is Swaggy P. But recording that convo, I couldn't believe. Why you do it? Iggy, you trying to pursue it? You want them goodies. You light bright boys be doing the most. But let's give a toast to the tattletales for exposing the bad. Toast once more, because you win nothing but heartache and pain. No blackberry molasses. Next time, refrain. Because you're still not the best snitch on the team. But we don't throw dirt on Kobe's name. Stay in your lane. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, I've been going back and forth with this, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, Nick Young. I can't be mad at the dude. Because I actually expect NBA players to cheat on their girlfriends. Their wives and girlfriends. I expect them to do that. You're an NBA player. You're a millionaire. You're on the road all the time. That's what you do. Now, I am mad because he told somebody about it. You can't cheat on her and brag about it. You got to cut that out.
Yeah, because he don't even... Was this dude a rookie?
Yeah, you don't even really know this dude.
Why are you in the room with a rookie in the first place?
For real, yo. But I got to go with D'Angelo's bitch maid, man. Because there's no way you're supposed to secretly tape somebody doing some shit. And then to say, I don't know how it got out. Come on, bro. That's some homemade shit.
Yeah. Wait, was it on... They said he uploaded to Snapchat, right?
I think so.
On his account.
Yeah.
So
I got out.
He was snapping this.
Yeah.
So that means he had to have, because you know when you run a snapback and then when the timer run out, it loops.
Yeah.
So he had to have the volume off.
Yeah, and there is a couple of steps to get it all the way up to 2 Snapchat. You know what I'm saying? Like after when it starts to loop back, then you got to hit it to send it to where you're going to send it. Then you got to hit my story or to these people, right? Mm-hmm. There's a couple of steps in between that shit just going straight to the fucking internet. So you knew what you was doing. And there's like 2 videos.
Dang.
Like yo, come on. And the media, they keep saying, oh, he's a kid.
Yo, I'm tired of that.
Yo, look at man. My 14-year-old daughter know better than to secretly tape somebody doing some shit.
Yo, when we gonna give up this oh he young excuse?
For real, yo, that shit is tired, B. For yeah, real, yo, that don't fly no more, man.
Yeah, after 8, now that after 7, all that young stuff is over.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, we know better, and we know you know better, dog. Come on, man.
Like what? Though I can't even imagine. Imagine one of your homeboys doing that. You just being there looking at him like what? Really? What the?
why are you doing this, man?
Yeah, like what? Like, you don't know whether to be, like, extremely mad or confused.
For real.
Like, man. I'd be so confused, dog. Like, really? Like, you, why? Matter of fact, even if somebody did steal it and put it up there, why did you record that? Why did
you record it anyway?
Yeah, what was the point? Why
did you keep it on your phone? You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, son.
Who records that?
It's too many ways that you're wrong. In this whole thing, man.
Did you see the video?
Yeah.
I'm thinking it was, I think it's like some old dude messed up and said Snapchat, but that looked like Periscope to me.
Oh, that'd be so much worse.
Because it was just like a straight video. It wasn't no like, it was longer than the seconds or whatever.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking it was a Periscope.
Oh, that's so wrong.
And then you're going to ask him, oh, man. And it was, oh, his answer was so bad. His last one.
Yeah.
Man. Right when the video cut off, he said, Oh, he said, nah, man. No, he said, have you ever tried with some girl? He's like,
Amber.
Yeah, Amber. He's like, nah, my girl cool with her. And the video goes off. Like, oh! That's like that video that trip to Chicago when the girls came in. And before the video went off, she said, what you want us to do? Do a little dance? And the video goes off. Oh! Wait a minute! Yeah, why'd you cut it off right there? Wait a minute! Hold up.
Yo. And then so the team, oh man, the team is giving him the business. Yo, your smooth Forrest Gump over there. It's like, yo, you sit over there. Yo, they're not passing him the ball. Congratulating him on anything. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, you played yourself, B, for real, man. Like, that's straight up. Now, that's one thing you do not do.
Did LeBron try to hit him in the nuts intentionally, you think?
Yeah. Yo, if I'm Nick Young, son, there's nothing stopping me from killing this dude. Like, yo, I'm beating your ass, son.
Especially if he loses, girl. I mean, it's his fault, but still. Like, it's 100,000 different better ways to get caught.
Yeah, this is not the one you want, man.
Yeah, this is like, wow, this is not even supposed to happen.
No, man, this ain't even fair.
Yeah. Oh, man.
And the fact that you're a rookie. You're a rookie, dog, so they don't even...
See, that's when the game got... The game is so messed up. Rookies used to get balls and sit over there with the other rookies and clean my gym shorts. Yeah. Now you in the room with this dude just chilling.
You know what I'm saying? Ruining his life.
Ruining his life. Dang. How long you think they gonna keep up this? You think they gonna forget about it later or what?
Yeah. Well, season's almost over.
So you think next year everything go back to normal for him?
I hope either somebody getting traded or they gonna box it out and let it be what it be. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Because
there's no way this is gonna ride without somebody getting traded or somebody getting beat up.
This ain't as bad as Kobe, though. But Kobe was famous. Yo, Kobe. My man Kobe straight up said, man, Shaq pay girls too to be quiet. Like, dang.
Why did you... They didn't even ask you nothing like that.
Dang. Yo. Shaq at home watching the interview like, oh.
Wow.
What? Yo, that's like your mom going all day. You know what I'm saying? You eat two cookies, then mom come home, Joanne caught with his hand in the cookie jar with crumbs around his mouth. He, you know what I'm saying?
He gets them too.
You know what I'm saying? You were scot-free. Oh, yeah. Oh.
That ain't even right. I had nothing to do with this situation.
I was long gone. Oh, man. Who else we had acting a fool? Chris Brown.
Yeah. But that whole situation was crazy, though.
Party Next Door posted a picture of him and Kalani. Hugged up or laid up, booed up. And I guess it was an old picture from 2 years ago, whatever.
Was it?
Yeah, it was supposed to be. It's supposed to be an old picture from way back. But he said, man,
back in my bed. Yeah, I got that R&B chick back in my bed.
Yeah, and I guess it was supposed to be an old picture. But he's like, man, I don't care. I'm trying to get my girl back.
Okay.
So did you see Kyrie came out? Kyrie was like, man, all this is going out of... He, like, came back on Facebook. He was like, all this is getting blown out of proportion. I didn't want to say nothing. I was going to let it go. But now I guess that's when he said the picture was old and he ain't trying to be in this, whatever. He didn't say a lot. But I guess that pressure, man, like, they can't just be quiet.
Yeah.
That pressure. So, yeah, man, like, that's a sucker move, though. Why would you... Yo, man, these people are different. That's why I couldn't be famous, man. Yeah, I ain't, dog, don't put me in nothing, man. I'm chilling. I ain't doing nothing to nobody. And y'all playing with me, man, it's going to be problems.
Yo, like, I don't think they have to be held accountable anymore. You know what I'm saying? Nope. Like, back in the day, you know what I'm saying, in the 90s, man, if you, which it was hard to be for somebody back then, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, with a rapper, man, if somebody made you mad, yo, you had to go to the studio, write the song, record the song, get it pressed up. It took a little time for that, you know what I'm saying? So instead of doing all that, man, I would just put my hands on you, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now it's so quick that, yo, I don't like this dude, I'm gonna go to Twitter and say something. And then after you put it on Twitter, you're done with it, you know what I'm saying? Like, they got it in their mind, like, okay, everything been said, I ain't gotta worry about that. But you gonna run up on somebody and be like, yo, I don't play that Twitter shit. They gonna meet you in Temecula, man. Like, yo, they gotta come find you, man.
Heck yeah. Yeah, man, them dudes, man, you get shot at and everything, choked up, hit in the head with a bottle.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, it goes bad, man. But now everybody Twitter tough and shit, man. Wanna make a meme about you. Like, nah, bro.
Did you listen to Drink Champs? I don't think it was on... It was probably on another podcast, but, your boy, Nori, when he was on... I think it was on The Breakfast Club or something. Mm-hmm. He told that story about, Big Pun hitting Jay in the head with a bottle.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yo, he said Jay called his phone, dog.
He thought it wasn't him.
Yeah. Yeah, man, this ain't you. He's like, all right, I'm about to text you and call me back. Called him back. He's like, hey, man, that story wasn't true. He was like, all right, man, I'm clean it up. He's like, no, you good? He's like, nah, man, I'm clean it up. So he cleaned it up in his CD and on the show he was on.
Yo, but he was like, yo, why you care what I say? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's like, nah, I just want you to know. I was like,
I want you to know.
Like, oh, okay.
Yeah, that was good. Yo, Jay, like, man, Jay, one of them dudes, like, you don't even get mad. You just, all right, man.
Yeah, all right, bro. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
That's my bad, B.
Oh, man. And then, Chris Brown, he went, because Kalani, like, after that whole situation, Kalani said she was
Suicide watch
and posted the picture with the IV in her. Oh, man, people be going too far with this internet stuff, but.
Yeah.
Chris Brown came out like, nah, she lying. I ride with my boy Kyrie. She wasn't trying to chit no shit. Like, yo, somebody got to, I don't know. I think Chris Brown is like Cat Williams, man. Like, his crew just like, man, we just here, dog.
You know what I'm saying? Whatever. Hey, man, do yeah, you like, do, man. Like, yo, like, we didn't need Chris Brown input on this.
Yeah, there was nobody said, hey, Chris Brown, we need, you got to chime in, bro. What's going on here, bro?
Hell yeah.
And that Cat Williams thing, one thing I've been listening to a lot of people talk about it. I don't know People keep saying he's a crackhead. I've never met a crackhead aggressive like that.
Yeah, no.
Like, just still, like, I've been around a lot of crackheads and nobody was just stealing off on folks. So I'm going with mental health, man.
Yeah.
Or just bored.
It's that new drug the Illuminati's giving him.
They're that Illuminati again.
Man, I'm telling you, bro.
Nah, I think people think I think it's the drug called I'm too rich and I'm bored.
Yeah.
All right, first.
Nigga, why was you at the middle school playing soccer?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Dog. He's like, man, I gotta do something different. My man just ran to a middle school, dog. Like, I'm telling you, it was either go to a middle school or have sex with a man.
Yeah. Hey, I will be at the middle school with your cat playing soccer.
Telling you, dog. They ain't got no. I'm surprised Diddy ain't went crazy yet.
Nah, Diddy got a lot of shit to do. Diddy got,
oh, yeah, he's
got
still
47 kids. And he got, you know what I'm saying, he's still rocking with Sean John and shit. You know what I'm saying? Diddy got a lot of, she got a lot of people to give him one album and never talk to him again. You know, shit like that.
Oh, oh yeah, and he is running up on college coaches.
That is true. That is true.
And Drake. See?
Yeah.
See?
Yeah, y'all niggas.
Dude,
need
they just got too much money, bro.
Y'all need hobbies, bro.
It's like, how many cars? I got all the cars I want. I got all the jewelry I want. I got the houses, all the women. I got everything. Like, I've been to Turks and Caicos 76 times, bro. What do you want me to do?
76 times this year.
You know what I'm saying? I'm about to eat. Somebody make me a gourmet poop dinner or something. I got to try something new. I'm telling you, dog. That will be kind of... Just think about if you hit the lottery tomorrow.
Yeah.
And you got $500 million.
That first year, man. You'll be straight.
That first year is legendary.
Yeah, that first year you'll be straight. But after that, now what I'm going to do?
All your friends got to work. You can't support everybody forever.
That's very true.
So you sit in the house like, dog, come on. Like, all right, you're going to get a couple of your boys to come out. Y'all going to do it big. Then you're going to get tired of him just mooching because you got to pay for everything. Or he'll be like, look, I got to get back to work because once you stop giving me this money, like, my rent still due.
Yeah.
So pretty soon, dog, you gonna be at home with all this money, like land in a Lamborghini bed at your house. Like, yeah, damn,
you gonna be sitting like Dave Chappelle on the Chappelle Show when he was thought he got Oprah pregnant.
Yeah,
he's sitting in a chair with the crown and holding the money and shit.
Yeah, man, that's what I think it'd be like. Yo, that'd be kind of scary.
Yeah, man, like if you ain't got something to do, like, yo, you gotta get on, I guess, like your charity work and shit like that, man, cause that'll get boring, stupid boring, man. Like, yo, I've done everything I've ever wanted to do. Now what am I gonna do?
Or just think, have you ever got like a lump sum before?
Yeah.
And then like you go to the mall, but it's like, I don't want nothing.
I really don't want nothing.
Yeah, and then like the money is burning a damn hole in your pocket, but it's like,
yeah.
Nothing you want to buy?
And then you start buying dumb shit. You know what
I'm saying? Yeah.
I got a chinchilla toothbrush.
And then the industry, you could tell just outside, not being in the industry, how shady it is.
Mm-hmm.
So you ain't got really no friends in the industry that you want to hang with like that.
Yeah.
Dang, that's crazy.
That's funny.
Yeah, you got to have a lot of charity work and stuff.
Yeah, that's funny though. Like, I got all the money in the world. Can't do nothing with it, man.
Hey, man, why your alpaca? Why your alpaca got platinum teeth? Come on, bro.
First of all, why you got alpaca?
Yeah, I'm having an alpaca, a giraffe.
Oh,
that's how Mike had all them animals.
Chains and all type shit. You know what I'm saying? A Ferris wheel with actual animals on it.
Yo, they mad. They trying to get off.
Stay there. I ain't fed them in 6 months.
He said, so "You stay there. You stay there."
Gotta have them weak so people can ride them and shit.
Yo, what's going on with your boy Columbus Short, man?
Yo, man, Columbus Short been nuts for a minute, dog. Whatever he does does not surprise me.
That man got caught cheating by Superhead. Kicked out the crib. She didn't have to put the picture up of him kicked out with his clothes strung out and him charging his phone, though.
That's fucked up.
That was dirty.
But hey.
And then.
No, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, you got it.
Oh, like 2 days later, She deleted all that, and they back booed up.
See, that's the thing, right? With Superhead, man, you really can't. She can't be mad that he's cheating, because she has told the world that if Lil Wayne calls her, she's going. No matter who she's with, he has to know that she's going.
She said that?
Yeah.
Dang.
So I'm going to roll with that. That, okay, if Lil Wayne call, you going to leave me. So.
Come on, man. She was young, man. Come
no,
on.
No, this was like some months ago.
Was she married?
Nuh-uh. Well, but she said, whoever I'm with. No matter who.
That's for entertainment purposes, man. Hey,
it might have been, but I took it as for real, real.
For real, real. If I was Lil Wayne, I would have tried it.
Man, I'm sure Lil Wayne ran all through that woman. He's done with her.
But how do you cheat on Superhead, though?
I've always said, you show me the baddest chick in the world, and I'll show you somebody who's tired of fucking her.
Forget that, yo radio. Who number one? The home of the alpaca. Knocker.
All right, this is another Stripper Tales from your boy Stone El Cerebro. But this is one of the rare occasions that is not about me. Okay, so me and the homie go to a strip club, and he pulls one of the strippers. So he's the dude that if I can't bang on the first night, I'm not worried about it. So he gassed up. Take out to the truck and bang out. Okay, so the next day he gets up and there's a big ass stain in the back seat. I don't know what it was from, but it was just a big ass stain on the back seat of the truck, yo. So my man start panicking, and instead of trying to clean it or come up with an excuse of what that stain is, yo, he just went and traded the truck in. Yo, I thought that was the funniest thing I had ever heard. I was like, yo, what happened to the trailer? Oh man, yo, it was a big ass stain in the back, son. I had to get rid of that, yo. I'm like, yo, you ain't try to clean it, yo. I ain't want to have to explain that shit to wifey, B. I was like, all right, son, you know what I'm saying? Yo, that's what happens sometimes. Peace.
I found some more Twitter interactions. Your boy. What's your boy's name? Ray Schrummert. Swagley.
Yeah, Swagley and Jimmy.
Yeah, Swagley, man. He out there bad. Oh, you know that song, No Type?
Yeah.
He was telling the goddamn truth. He really don't have no type, dog. Yeah. But the second half, he lied when he said bad chicks, the only thing that he liked. That was a lie.
Uh-oh.
This chick with, I don't know how she got these black eyes. She said she fell skating. She got two black eyes. She looked like, kind of like Smeagol.
Damn.
She posted the pictures of her in the bed with him naked.
Ew.
And she was like, she put two black eyes and I still got that celebrity D.
Oh, damn.
Her name is Dorp, @DORP Hastings on Twitter.
That's fucked up.
Duh, why is he out here in a bed with a chick with black eyes? First of all, I'm not going nowhere around a white chick with black eyes.
For real, yo. That is a case waiting to happen.
Yeah, and she was like, y'all quit. Because you know, man, when Twitter get a hold of you, she was like, y'all quit saying he beat me up. I did this skating. And then what she said? Concussion dreams are horrible.
Was you skating like, in your face? What the hell?
Haters out here just jealous.
Man.
Why y'all letting these girls in the bed with these phones, man?
Yo, don't go to sleep, dog. If you're famous with a groupie, don't go to sleep, son. Do your business and get her the fuck out of there, bro. Come on, man. Why are we still going through this? Y'all keep getting caught by these women y'all don't want to be caught with.
Yeah, and this one you sure didn't want to be caught with.
That don't make no sense, man. I gotta stop that for real, yo. Y'all need an intervention.
Yeah, this is crazy. Then I ran into another story. A dude talking about how he out here smashing dudes. Smashing girls' dudes.
Whoa, what?
So, hold on, I screenshot it. where his story started. He's like, so we out in G-Town functioning, you know. She go to the bathroom and left her nigga with me. So I go, yo, I went up to him, got his number and everything. Fast forward a week later, me and him kicking it. I asked why they together, because she looked like a foot with eczema in the face. Dang. Damn. Dang, she looked like a foot with eczema in the face. Oh my God. He said, I mean, she wasn't prettier than me. And then he laughs and says he thinks he loves her. I said, love her? Man, come mess with a real nigga. He looked at me like, what? So we started drinking and smoking some more. And I made my move and he let it happen.
Where was this?
Then he... Where was this at? Dang, I forgot. I think either New York or Georgetown. So DC, around DC area. Maryland, okay. Maryland.
I will not be going there anymore.
He said, he started sucking me. He said, what? He said he's thought about messing with dudes, but was scared. And he ended up sucking me off Svedka. What's that called?
The vodka?
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Sucking him off that Svedka.
So, wait a minute. The dude that was with the girl ended up sucking your wood.
Yep.
Oh, man.
He shot his shot when she went to the bathroom.
Man, that was Chef Curry with the rock right there, man. He found him. He tried it with the perfect one. Son, like, damn.
He said, I done it. He had her sweater in his bag and cleaned it up with that. He went home, washed it, and kissed her later. So we started dating while he was with her.
That's just wrong.
Then he was like, moral of the story, y'all better watch your dudes because I'm out here taking them. And he said, I can't say no more because y'all know who I'm talking about. So it's somebody on Twitter, everybody know.
That's a damn shame.
Oh, man, it's real out here, B. This world crazy.
Yeah, man, it ain't safe out here, bro. For real.
Man.
I don't want to talk about this no more. This makes me uncomfortable.
He said he got plenty of stories, too. Yeah, it's real out here, man. It's scary. I'm waiting for these robots to drop.
For real, yo. I'm going to need that robot, man.
Oh, man.
We'll get into this or that.
Yeah, let's get into that this or that.
Smell like poop and not know it, or constantly be smelling poop that nobody else can smell.
Dang. So either I can smell like poop and everybody running from me and I don't know why, or I could just be smelling poop everywhere and thinking it's all the people around me. Oh man, that's torture. But I gotta be constantly smelling poop because I don't want to be the one smelling like poop.
Yeah, I want to be a stinky dude. You know what I'm saying? Even though it don't bother me because I can't smell it. You know what I'm saying? But everybody else can. So yeah, let me get a. I'll smell it all day.
Heck yeah! Like, dang man, nobody never want to kick it with me no more. You smell like poop, B.
you're a dookie boy. Okay. The best house in a bad neighborhood. Or the worst house in a good neighborhood.
Oh man, let me take the worst house in the good neighborhood.
Exactly, because in a bad neighborhood with a good house, it's guaranteed to get broke into.
Heck yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But if I got a bad house in a good neighborhood, hey, I just got a bad house. You know what I'm saying? Yo, it's dope on the inside.
And people, man, your house always gonna be getting the windows broken and everything. People gonna be hating for no reason.
Hell yeah.
Oh, he think he's special.
Yeah, hell yeah. Okay. Lose your sex organs forever or gain 200 pounds for the rest of your life.
Now, what is gain 200 pounds for? So, like, I just, like, every year I gain 200, or how that work?
So, the weight you're at now, add 200 to it, and you stuck with that.
All right, so where I'm at now, pack on 200, and I can never let it off?
Yeah.
See, I'll be 4. Ooh, wee. Oh, man.
This is a lose-lose, man. For real. Because if I lose my meat, ain't no reason to be in shape. Ain't nothing to do with it, you know what I'm saying? And if I gain all that weight, I ain't going to be able to use the meat anyway.
Wait a minute. Okay. I gotta take the pounds because this fat dude's out here prospering. So I gotta become a rapper or something like B.I.G. I gotta do something, B, or just act like I'm rich, something.
Yeah, I gotta get my stock options up.
Stock options.
It's the fat rich nigga, so. Yeah, give me that too. I'll take that too. I got it. That is all the motivation in the world you need to make something of yourself.
Heck yeah.
Alright, you got one?
Yeah, hold up. Doom, 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 doom. Oh, here we go. Would you rather have... Alright, play three guns. You got three guns with one bullet in it. You gotta play Russian roulette. Or three women, two with AIDS.
Shit.
So three guns, one bullet, or three women, two out of the three got AIDS.
Okay, what kind of gun are we talking about?
Let me see. Three guns, the revolver joints.
So it's three revolvers, and one of them got a bullet in it.
No, matter of fact, it's not revolvers. It's Glocks, so you don't know.
Shit.
it's better. Yeah. Ooh wee.
Man, give me that AIDS, man.
He said I ain't trying to go out with a gunshot, a blast shot to the head.
That I did to myself. You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe I get that that Magic Johnson strain.
Wait a minute, if somebody got AIDS, does it guarantee you'll get it if you have sex?
No.
You hear me?
Yeah.
Alright, is it guarantee you'll get AIDS if you have sex with somebody who got AIDS?
I don't know.
Because I'm like, is it because the fluid swap, like, bam, you got it? Or...
That's my knowledge of it. You know what I'm saying? Without doing the research, that's what I think it is.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I'm a ooh.
You know what I'm saying? It's hard, man. That's a hard one.
Yeah, I can't pull that trigger, bro.
Even with a... I got more of a chance getting AIDS. But it's still one shot that, man, if I pick the wrong one, I'm done.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, man, give me that AIDS, man. I'm sorry.
Yeah, man, so, yep. Go ahead and let me take my chance with the AIDS. Would you rather be on an island with three bears and no weapons or a panther and a Komodo dragon with the weapon of choice?
Oh, yeah, you're the Komodo dragon and the panther, man. Hey, after the Revenant, I am not fucking with bears ever, dog.
But you gotta think about this, though. A Komodo dragon and a panther are stalkers.
Yeah, I still got.
So you can't. Yeah, but dude, where you gonna sleep and stuff?
I'm not gonna sleep until I kill something.
You got heat, but they both can climb trees. They stalkers, so you never know where they are. Like, they just run up on you. A bear, three bears, you know, man, them bears can't hide. Like, they clumsy.
Okay, what if is it three bears in the wintertime?
Whatever the temperature is on the island.
Okay, if it's near their hibernation time, I'll take them bears.
Oh, no, everybody active. Everybody hungry.
I still need something to kill something, man. I feel more comfortable with something to kill, dog.
Alright. I'm going to take the bears because I feel like bears are loud, clumsy. They don't sneak nowhere. So I got, you know, ample time to try to get away. Or at least I know something's coming without getting my head bit off out of the blue.
Okay. Alright. I'll take that.
Alright. I got Would you rather have cleft lip or a poison spider dropped on your face and you get one bite, but you don't know where on your face that bite gonna be? And I know you've seen one of them bites before, one of them, was it brown LaCruz?
Yeah, it got a little hole in your shit, yeah.
Yeah, and it rot out.
I can get that cleft lip fixed, man.
Hey, them cleft lips don't all come out like right though.
Yeah, but it's still better than having a hole in your shit.
Dang, alright, I gotta go with that cleft then. He's having a hole in your... Alright, that's all I had up there.
Okay. Die saving 10,000 strangers from death, knowing no one would ever know it was you. Or live knowing everyone would know you decided not to save 10,000 people's lives.
Man, I'm trying to live. For real? Man, we only here once, man.
I don't know you 10,000 people.
You know what I'm saying? Sorry, it was time for 10,000. It was just time for 10,000 to go.
You know what I'm saying?
Like what you want me to do?
Like, hey, let's think about this, right? Something that's going to kill 10,000 people, I really can't control anyway.
You know what I'm saying? It could formulate again next week.
You know what I'm saying? That's a tsunami or something, man. I can't do nothing with that, bro.
Oh, man. All right, slap Mike Tyson. Or Shaq in a small room with no way out.
Oh, give me Shaq all day.
Ooh.
You saw that?
I'm taking Mike Tyson.
Why Mike Tyson?
Duh, Mike Tyson's a lot older than Shaq. He's calmed down a little bit.
No. It's...
And I feel like I got a better chance than Big Ass Shaq.
Did you... Have you seen the trailer for the new Ip Man movie? Mike Tyson still got it. Mike Tyson still got it, right? And we all saw that punch that Shaq threw at Charles Barkley.
Yo, if that punch would have connected, though.
No. Yo, and he hit somebody else, but his fist was bent all the way back. Like he was slapping at a fly or some shit, man. I'll take that Shaq action all day, B.
You know what? I'm taking Shaq too now because I could go take his knees out.
Yo, he can move on the basketball court, but he's tall and clumsy, dog. You know what I'm saying? I believe I can get some of that action from Shaq, man.
All right, and plus Mike Tyson crazy. He might not stop
for real. Yo, with no way out, man. Mike might get hungry again. You know what I'm saying? I bite something off for you, B. Nah, man. I want no problems with Mike Tyson, man.
Oh, man. What was this? All right. Drink a tablespoon of your own urine for $100,000 or a tablespoon of a random urine for $100
million. Man. Okay. I'm not for sure on this, right? I believe I read nowhere that drinking your own pee can't kill you, or drinking somebody else's can.
Yeah, but you don't know what this person could have, B. Oh, you said drinking somebody else's can?
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know, because people get pissed on a lot.
Yeah, they do.
So.
Is that Bukkake? Mm. Or that's the doo-doo?
Yeah, that's the doo-doo.
Oh.
It's called a golden shower.
That ain't what the porn label it as, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, golden shower?
Yeah.
I thought they had like some sophisticated name for it.
Oh, shit, they might. I never watched that type of porn, you pervert.
I don't watch that. That's why I don't know the name exactly. You're trying to set me up.
If it can't kill me and it's only a tablespoon.
We don't know if it can kill you.
Shit.
So if you drink, you think AIDS pee will kill you?
Eventually.
Does AIDS get in the pee?
I think AIDS gets in
the pee. Oh, it's any bodily fluid, right?
Yeah.
Oh, so they could have AIDS. Yeah, dang.
AIDS gets in everything. So,
and for $100 million, you know they're trying to give you the worst batch.
Oh, yeah, man. You're getting some disease bum pee and shit.
We'll take this $100 million back.
Yeah.
I still gotta do the random. Man, that $100 million's a lot,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, it look good.
I think anything I get, I could probably get it fixed with $100 million, man.
Yeah, because you know they're going to have it sitting on the table, and you're going to see that little $100,000. It's going to be like 3 stacks.
Hell yeah. God damn it.
Dang, I got to go with the random here, and this is crazy.
Give me that bumpy.
All right, would you rather be lowered slowly into a vat of acid or eaten alive by a lion or a tiger or a bear? Oh my.
Okay, again, I got to go. When I saw what that bear did to Leo, I don't want them bear problems, man. Give me that vat of acid.
Duh, slowly into a vat of acid.
Okay, but think about this, right? Am I going head first or feet first?
Feet first.
Okay, feet first. That pain is going to be so much, I'm going to pass out.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I'm only going to feel it until I can't take it no more. And then, hey, I'm it.
But I feel like I'm a real nigga and I ain't gonna pass out.
No, whatever. You ain't never had no ass in your ass.
Like, I ain't passing out until they get to the genitalia.
Hey, that's far enough.
Man, that's a long way to go.
Nah, you gonna be screaming the whole time. Yo, that first toe that hit that ass, it's a wrap.
He said that toenail, boy. That's all I had.
Well, let me see. I got one. It's dumb, though. Would you rather have no penis or 5 penises?
Like, where are the penises? Like, randomly placed, or?
No, they're all in the general vicinity of where they're supposed to be.
Dang.
But it's just
that's
5.
That's gonna be awkward. Now, do they got different sizes,
nope,
or how does that work?
They all mammy rammers. Let's see. You got 5 huge-ass penises.
I'm going with the 5 then.
You know what I'm saying? Give me that 5 meat.
Give me that 5. See, I cheat on you. I use this one.
Yo, baby, this is yours. This is the only one that I use with you.
Stupid. He said baby rammers. Oh, did you watch that Netflix, The Art of Organized Noise?
Nah, I ain't got to it yet.
Oh, man, it's pretty good, man. You got to check that out.
When you put
Daredevil.
You put something up there that said that they left somebody off the album or something.
Man, all right. The dude from Organized Noise, like the main dude, his mom let all of them stay at the house. That, like
Rico Wade, right?
Yeah, Rico Wade had all these dudes in his house at all times. Like, they'd buy food for him. They all slept down in the basement. Like, just 24/7 music, people recording at the house. Mm-hmm. Like, this is their whole outlet to getting on. So, he said the Love Below, the Outkast album, and Goody Mob's, I think it was one of Goody Mob's last albums, they didn't want nothing to do with Organized Noise on them.
Really?
And that's crazy to me, man.
Damn.
Like, Organized Noise sound is crazy. Yeah,
and they made y'all.
Yeah. Like, man, this dude, they have to let y'all stay. Like, he didn't even have to let y'all come in the crib.
For real. And that's why y'all the Dungeon Family. Because of that house that he lived in.
And that's just crazy how, like, you can get on or whatever and just be like, eh, whatever.
That's how it goes. Just like with the Hobson dude.
Uh-huh.
They going through that right now.
Dang. Oh, yeah. That was crazy. Yeah. That song he did was dope.
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
But, well, he did say that, though. Like, he ain't never gonna want for nothing. Like, if he needs something, they got him,
yeah,
though.
Yeah.
But he was like, man, that hurt. Like, y'all don't want me. Like, I come in here like, yo, I could get. Nah, man, we good. Like, dang, for real? Like, y'all know I got that fire. I could see if, like, one of your homeboys with some whack beats come through. But these dudes, man, they be dropping that fire.
Yeah, man.
Like, why would you even want to get away from them? Like, nah, we want to do this album without your sound.
Yeah, like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I could see if they fell off or something, but they never did.
Especially Big Boy. Like, you need to stay with. I could see Andre because his beats was abstract and stuff. Like, he was doing something completely different.
Yeah. But the speaker.
But Big
box,
Boy, you had a rap out. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That was what y'all been doing, dog. So. And the Goody Mob, man, that last album was terrible.
Yeah, man. Was they should have.
World Party or some shit like that.
Dang, I'm in a bootleg hotel with the bootleg internet. But hey, it was what I expected.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Hey, $40. Man, I can't even say nothing about it.
There was something I wanted to. The question of the day. Would you marry your girl if she was not famous and wouldn't take your last name?
If she was not famous And yeah.
If she wouldn't take your last name, like, she was like, nah, I'm gonna keep my own last name. You'll still marry her? So you don't, what about, whose last name would the kids have?
Now, that's a toss-up. You know what I'm saying? Like, how are we gonna do that? But, okay, well, okay, let's look at it like this, right? When people have baby mamas and baby daddies, right? Some of them chicks be naming them, their kid be having the father's last name, even though they're not married. So I think we could do it like that. Yo, those are my kids. Or if the reason that she didn't want to take your last name is that there was no boys in her family, so the name will not be carried on, then I can see giving the kids that last name.
I don't know, because one of my homegirls, she's about to get married, and she said she's keeping her last name because she don't feel like changing all that information over. It's too much of a hassle. And I was like, hell no, you taking my last name or nothing. Yeah. And so I just sent her a text, and I'm like, I asked her who's going to get the kid's last name, because she don't have no dudes in her family either. It's just, I think it was like two girls, girls.
Yeah, that's a good question. Yo, tell me how that turned out, because I would like to know that.
Yeah, hopefully she answered quick. But dang, I had another question. Oh, I was listening to, I think it was an In Deep show, and Big B and them was talking about the girl wanted to take on the last name of one of her ex-husband or something that died, something like that.
Wait a minute, she's about to get married?
Yeah, she's about to get married, and she want the other dude that died's last name.
No.
To carry on his name, whatever.
Nah, fuck all that.
But it's sentimental, dog.
Fuck that.
But I can't, I didn't think you would let her keep her last name. I think that'd be kind of weird, because how do you prove you're married?
I mean, but people do that, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know, it might be something with Hispanic people or something, but I knew two Hispanic couples in Germany, and they had different last names. Like, I've never got a chance to ask them. Like, I thought it would be rude, but like, hey, yo, man, why y'all got different last names and shit? I should have asked them, though, because I don't know why that was.
She said they're going to have his last name.
See? Told you. I didn't tell you that, did I?
No. Hold up. All right. So, all right, what if your girl says she want you to take her last name?
Nah, that's not happening.
All right, so you would do the split thing?
Yeah. Or she can hyphenate her shit.
But who's his first and who's his hyphenated at the end?
Oh, mine's going to be at the end.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you always take the new name and put that on the end.
Oh, so on hers, your name would be on the end, but on yours, her name?
No, just mine would just be Ellis.
Oh, but hers would be hyphenated.
Yeah.
She said I'm silly. That was a good question.
It really is. It really is, yo.
Dang.
Hey, we might have to put that on the Facebook page and see what happened.
Oh, man, they're going to go off. The dudes. Yeah. What's your name? People's going to be like, no, I'm a man. She going to kick this thing.
Oh, yeah. That nigga's very, very like that.
Well, y'all go check out Kyle Love's EP, Little Star.
It's dope.
I still haven't heard it yet. It's in my mailbox, though, when I get home. Y'all go to the Underground and Create Your Own Slave Runaway Song on the WGN USA website and submit them to forgetthatyo@gmail.com.
Yo, check out. I know you said this before, man, but check out Master of None, man, on Netflix. That shit is hilarious, yo.
Oh, you watched it?
Yeah.
Yo, man. That dude funny. I never finished it, though.
Nah, I just started it a couple days ago, man, but what I just seen is dope.
What else? Yo, send in the voicemails. We got one I'm going to play. Another one from Zoe I'm going to play.
Yo, I never heard the first one.
What's up, Forget That Yo Radio? It's your girl, Zoe. I got to give a shout out to my juice machine because it's awesome. And I'm getting my sexy back. I want to eventually start running 3 miles a day again. Y'all are motivating me on Facebook and Instagram and online, and I get phone calls and messages, and it's awesome. Juice is good. Juice is healthy. Juice is not fun. Juice is hard. Juice is liquid. And it's not the ribs and shrimp and mashed potatoes that you posted a few days ago either. Not at all. But you know what? I have goals and aspirations, and I'm going to stick with it because that's what successful people do. So y'all keep on keeping on. I love the show. I'm gonna keep listening, and I'll talk to y'all soon. Peace out.
It was on the show. You didn't listen to the last show, see?
No, I did.
Oh, it was on there. It was right before we started talking about Trump.
Oh, wait. Why the hell? didn't I? I you know what? I had to be fucked up. I probably took my headphones off to do something. And then came back and missed it.
Oh. Dang, what timing.
Hell yeah.
iTunes reviews, man. Y'all leave some more iTunes reviews. Our last iTunes review was like in October, I think. Yeah. And don't unsubscribe from Mixlr. MixLR. We just tried to get it working. If something's up there, because I got the notification.
Yeah.
So I'm going to see what that is. But yeah, we're going to do that. I just got to get some good internet.
Yeah, but my little monster done woke up, so she about to start making some noise.
All right, this is episode 145.
We out this. Peace.
Chicken and grits.
Peace, peace, peace.